All right, we welcome in Jeff Fletcher of the Orange County Register. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Pretty good. Last night, Justin Upton just missed a grand slam in the fifth inning. And boy, Samardzija took a deep breath. And my thought on watching the game last night, is that park playing smaller? I don't remember the ball flying out of there as easily. Last night, I thought it was just jumping.
Well, Justin Upton didn't think it was jumping because he thought he got that ball and it didn't go out. But they did change the right field fence, so now there's a line across the middle of it, so you don't have to hit it all the way over the fence, which has added about five or six homers already this year, although I don't believe any of them last night were that kind. But I think it's still pretty much the same. It's a tough park to get the ball to go at night, especially early in the year.
Yeah, Upton really hit it, and you're right. I thought it was going out. Samardzija thought it was going out, and it really died at the track there for Williamson. But so that yellow line, if you hit it over that yellow line, that is a home run now. It's no longer off the wall. That's a home run.
Correct.
So that's different. Well, first I'll tell you this. I saw something last night with Mike Trout, and you get to see him all the time. And I want to get your thoughts about him just vis-a-vis where he stands with the all-time greats. But he took a ball that was inside on his hands and turned and just crushed it last night. That was kind of Barry Bonds stuff. What about Trout's home run?
Trout is a pretty ridiculous player. And, highlights the fact that Justin Upton felt like he really crushed that ball and it didn't get out. And then Mike Trout, and even later when it's even cooler and even harder to get the ball to go, he hits a ball the sitting area, and it goes, by 40 feet. So he's just a phenomenal player. It's really kind of amazing to watch him all the time. And people, get up in arms if he goes, 0-for-8. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, okay, now he's back. He's had five hits in the last two games, and, he's leading the league in home runs again. Okay, everything's all right again.
Yeah, but, really, I don't know, maybe he gets overshadowed playing in Anaheim. But, boy, Jeff, when you look at the greats of the game, isn't this guy like one or two right up there? I mean, he legitimately is.
Last December when I was doing my Hall of Fame bet, I was starting to, do some research and ranking guys and stuff like that. And you do these, all-time career war leaderboards.
Right.
And he starts to show up on these lists. Wow. I don't mean, for single seasons. I mean, for his career. And he's only played 6 years. So it's pretty amazing that, what he's done. He's already, if he never played another baseball game after today, he would be in the top, 30 players of all time.
Wow, great. No, very good. Very good. Yeah. That's a good demonstration of numbers. Jeff Fletcher, Orange County Register, with us. I thought Sosha went too long with Haney last night, and it was obvious to me, at least, that he was losing it. Sosha really had confidence in the lefty last night. And then McCutchen ended the game with the home run. I was surprised he pitched to McCutchen.
Well, the problem the Angels are having is that their starting pitching has been pretty poor for a week, and their bullpen has been totally overused. And so he's trying to milk every last out he can get out of these guys. The same problem happened to them on Wednesday night, where they let the starter too long just because their relievers are going to all be dead pretty soon just from throwing every day. And they're kind of in a tough spot with their bullpen because a lot of teams, if you used a lot of relievers one night, you just option somebody, bring up a fresh arm, so you've got your coverage. The Angels only have one reliever who they can option, and he's their closer. So they're kind of stuck with the guys they have, and if all those guys are unavailable because they pitched, then they're kind of in a tight box, which is sort of what they've been in. They basically really need one of their starters to go seven innings one of these nights to kind of let everybody reset.
Gotcha. Very good. All right. That explains why he was in there last night. What about Garrett Richards? You and I touched on him last Sunday just very briefly, but he goes tonight, his last game against Kansas City, five innings and a hit given up. He was gone after five. He threw a lot of pitches. But you and I chatted about him. If they had to win one game, he would be the guy. So I guess maybe if they're looking for seven, this is the guy for the Angels tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's their opening day starter. He's a guy that's got the most experience of anybody in the rotation. He's got great stuff. His problem has been this year he's walking way too many guys, which is really not a problem he's had throughout much of his career. So he needs to kind of figure out he's having some release point issue or something like that. But he's got a great fastball. He averages, you know, 96, 97, which for starting pitchers is pretty tough to do. And he's got a really good slider. So if he's throwing strikes, he's very tough to hit. And the problem is when he starts walking guys and then his pitch count gets up, and that's what happened to him last time.
Well, I guess if the Giants have a game plan, it's the old when you're covering the A's, you know, get the starter out of there in the fifth inning and deal with the middle relief. And it looks like that's the plan against the Angels, I would imagine.
Well, Angels relief has actually been pretty good. The problem is they've just pitched too much. So it's sort of like a ticking time bomb. You know, how long can they keep this up? So I think the Angels would like to not have them be pitching so well so often and, you know, give them a break and the starter finally, you know, carry some of the load.
Are they downplaying the Ohtani blister at all? You know, you hear a blister for a major league pitcher, you know, say, what, are you going to miss 2 days? Apparently, obviously, he's not going to pitch tomorrow, I would think. But are they downplaying that thing? Is he going to go back in the rotation next week?
Well, his turn is Tuesday, and he seems to think he's going to be able to pitch. He threw a bullpen last night. He's supposed to throw another bullpen on Sunday, and that would be kind of the big test for him. You know, I think it's one of these things that they're not really going to know if it's going to be okay until he goes and pitches in a game. Sort of like walking over a frozen lake. You don't know if the ice is thick enough until you've gotten all the way across it. So, you know, I think they're not really going to know if the blister's fine until he's finished the game. So right now I think he's well enough to start on Tuesday, and you know, but who knows, maybe he'll come out on the third of Tuesday and say it popped again. So we just don't know.
Okay, well, I guess he's not, someone tweeted he's not in the lineup tonight, but that I guess would that be unusual?
Well, you know, he hits basically the days he's available to hit are every day except when he's pitching the day before, the day after, and of those other days he hits pretty much every day against right-handed pitchers, and it's been 2 out of 5 so far, including tonight against lefties. So, you know, it's not like they're really platooning him, but they're sort of using the left-hander appearances to give him a little rest, I guess. So
That
would be why. I would expect him to hit tomorrow against Cueto.
Okay. I saw 1 for 10 I thought I saw against lefties somewhere for him. So maybe that's, you know, to give him a break, give him a breather. I guess they could do that. Jeff Fletcher with us, Orange County Register. You got a good look at the Red Sox. My goodness, 17-2, and they came back last night down 3-0 to the A's and beat them 7-3. What was your take on the Red Sox?
They are a machine right now. I mean, their offense was just ridiculous. You make a one bad pitch to them, and they hit it out, and they don't swing at any bad pitches, and they draw a bunch of walks, and their pitching was all good. Everybody they brought out of the bullpen was good. I mean, obviously, they're not going to be unbeatable all year, but right now is not the time you want to play the Red Sox.
No, those kind of starts, you can live off those kind of starts. If they don't slow them down soon, that's the kind of start you live off of just about for the whole season. All right, last night, Samardzija throwing the four-seamer, 92, 93, and today the theory is get the ball up in the strike zone so they can't get that launch angle going. But I thought the Angels were just trying to just whack the ball last night, just hit home runs. Is that the style you're seeing? Because they go first to third better than anybody when they're on the bases. But they just sort of see it and rip. Is that what's going on with them?
Well, they're not really doing anything the way they want to do it right now. They had the best offense in baseball through the first 16 games. They scored the most runs. And in the last 4 games, I believe they scored 4 runs. So they're kind of in a collective everybody trying to get out of it all at once sort of thing, which, you know, you've seen a lot of teams go through. And I think that then you do get guys to have some big swings, and especially then you get behind a little bit, and it just gets even worse. So I think what they really need to do is get some good pitching to where they're not in a four-run hole all the time, and then start to string together some hits and, you know, kind of get a little momentum and just kind of get back to the way they were playing. You know, I was on your show last Saturday, and the Angels looked like the best team in the world a week ago. So it's crazy.
Now, time changes in the 26 weeks of a baseball season. Well, you've seen Derek Holland a lot. I was looking at his numbers against the Angels. I think he's had almost like a career against 162 innings against the Angels and 28 games, 25 starts, 10-8 lifetime. What do you remember about Derek Holland?
I'm surprised that he's won 10 games because the Angels seem to hit him around pretty good. And that's, you know, a lot of times in Texas, that ballpark, it's pretty easy to give up five runs. But he's had some pretty bad games against the Angels. I remember a couple good ones, but he's not had a whole lot of success against the Angels from my memory.
Yeah, Trout, 14 for 45 with three homers and seven of the 14 hits for extra bases. So we may see the Trout show tonight against Derek Holland, but we'll see. Hey, I appreciate you being on as always, and it's a lot of fun to catch up with you. And I like what you said about the Red Sox, because you can't tell unless you see them play what a machine they are, because they just seem to hit like crazy. So I appreciate that observation. Very good.
Sure. Thanks, Marty.
All right, Jeff. Thank you for being on. That's Jeff Fletcher, Orange County Register. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.